知行英语。Listen and share.
The Coffee Cup.神秘的咖啡杯。All I got back in return was a quiet forlorn. I don't know where I am. Then, the figure was not there anymore. He just vanished. Terror took over me, and I ran out into the lobby where there was light. I did not tell the desk clerk what had happened, as I knew that would make me look really stupid. I finally got myself composed,and decided that I had to go back in the dining room to see what was going on. I turned on the lights and looked over at the table. An almost empty cup of coffee was sitting on it. That was the last time, however, that I or anyone else ever found a cup left on the table. After that morning, it never happened again. The other busboy never saw the man and I never told anyone what I had experienced. I quit in September when school started. Who the sad man was, or why he was in the dining room, I have no idea to this day.
我得到的只是一句平静而凄凉的回答，我也不知道我在哪。接着，那个声音就不见了，他就这样消失了。我吓呆了，飞快地跑到开着灯的大厅里。我没有告诉前台我看到的一切，因为我知道如果我说了，他们会觉得我很傻。最后，我终于镇定下来，决定要回餐厅看看怎么了。我打开灯，看了看那张桌子，桌子上摆着一个快要空了的咖啡杯，但是自那以后，无论是我还是别人，都没有再发现过桌子上有杯子。那天早上以后，再也没有过了。另外，一个负责在周末开门的服务生从来没有见过那个人，我也不会告诉任何人我看到的一切。九月份开学之后，我就辞职了。直到今天，我也不知道那个伤心人到底是谁，他为什么会在餐厅呢？
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
All I got back in return was a quietForlorn. I don't know where I am. Then, the figure was not there anymore. He just vanished.
我得到的只是一句平静而凄凉的回答。我也不知道我在哪儿。接着，那个声音就不见了。他就这样消失了。
Terror took over me, and I ran out into the lobby where there was light.
我吓呆了。飞快地跑到开着灯的大厅里。
I did not tell the desk clerk what had happened, as I knew that would make me look really stupid.
我没有告诉前台我看到的一切，因为我知道如果我说了，他们会觉得我很傻。
I finally got myself composed and decided that I had to go back in the dining room to see what was going on.
最后，我终于镇定下来。决定要回餐厅看看怎么了。
I turned on the lights and looked over at the table. An almost empty cup of coffee was sitting on it.
我打开灯，看了看那张桌子，桌子上摆着一个快要空了的咖啡杯。
That was the last time, however, that I or anyone else ever found a cup left on the table.
但是自那以后，无论是我还是别人都没有再发现过桌子上有杯子。
After that morning, it never happened again.
那天早上以后再也没有过了。
The other busboy never saw the man and I never told anyone what I had experienced.
另外，一个负责在周末开门的服务生从来没有见过那个人。我也不会告诉任何人我看到的一切。
I quit in September when school started. Who the sad man was, or why he was in the dining room, I have no idea to this day.
九月份开学之后，我就辞职了。直到今天，我也不知道那个伤心人到底是谁，他为什么会在餐厅呢？
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Forlorn, F-O-R-L-O-R-N,
孤独的，凄凉的。
比如 She looked wretched and forlorn,
她看上去又可怜又孤独。这里要特别注意 Forlorn 作为形容词在句子当中并不是修饰一个名词，而修饰 I don't know where I am,
所以整句话就意为我得知的只是一句平静而凄凉的回答，我也不知道我在哪儿。这样有点不规范，但语言就是这样灵活的，没有任何既定的规则可以概括得了。
Vanish, V-A-N-I-S-H,
动词，表示消失，与 disappear 意义相近。
Terror took over me,
字面意思是恐怖的感觉控制了我，其实就是被吓坏了。
Terror, T-E-R-R-O-R,
名词，恐怖，恐惧。
比如 She let out a scream of terror,
她发出恐怖的叫喊。美国911之后，美国人整天都忙于反恐，反恐的英语就是 Anti-Terror, 当然更完整的说法是 Anti-Terrorism, 像本拉登等恐怖分子英语当中称为 terrorists, 不过这也是相对而言的，因为在他们眼里某些人才是真正的恐怖分子。
Take over,
动词短语，原意是接管，像一家公司接管另一家公司，或者一个人去接管一个职务，都可以用 take over 这个短语。一次本人在北京胡同里与一个美国朋友吃烤羊肉串，杨兄弟吃得高兴，突然说了一句 No wonder China will take over the world in the future. 自此我对 take over 这个短语印象是异常深刻了。当天那80多串烧烤我一反常态欣然付账。
Make somebody look stupid,
使某人看起来很傻。丢脸，出丑，这句话可能更多时候出现在两个人的互相指责的对话中。比如
You made me look stupid in front of everybody,
你让我在众人面前出丑。
Get oneself composed,
让自己平静下来，这里关键要理解 composed 的含义。
composed, C-O-M-P-O-S-E-D,
在这里是沉着平静的意思。比如
She appeared composed before the large audience,
在大批观众面前他显得很沉着。
Get myself composed
也可以说成 Calm myself down, 两者的意思是一样的。
What was going on?
口语非常常用的一句话，到底发生了什么事情。
Experienced,
动词，经历什么什么事情。
Have no idea,
口语说法，没有主意，不知道。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。